How is it going? Welcome to another episode of the No Judgment Zone with your amazing host, Kabir Kabizi. How's it going, everybody?
Going good, man.
Oh, it is so nice. We've got some great feedback on the last few episodes. I'm over here with the crew. I got my beautiful girlfriend, Kim Martinez, over here. Hello, Kim.
Hi.
We got the stars of the show, apparently, because every time I get any feedback, they always want to hear more shit from you, too. We got Jeff Koenig and Jeremy Curry.
Thank you for having us again.
Oh,
thank
it's a pleasure.
You. Always a pleasure to be on it.
Stars, Jeffrey, say hi.
Hello.
By the way, I'm going to take a picture and upload it to the podcast so you can see what his hair looks like.
It's Timothy McVeigh. Yeah. Do you walk in there and say, I want the Timothy McVeigh?
Yep.
I feel like bombing a building.
You do look like
give me the bomber building look. Look at him, dude. Put it out there.
I said the school shooting look.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. It's a very Dylan Gable.
Yeah.
All right.
And do they know the other one where you say I got the touch kids look?
No, I didn't ask.
He has a look on his face all the time.
Yeah.
And we got the brilliant Abel Jaramillo, producer of Side Hustle. How's it going, Abel? You doing good?
It's going very well.
This poor guy is stuck in a house. You got his wife. You got your kids who are out of school right now. How's that working out?
That's horrible. But
what is that?
He hurt his thumb.
Who's that?
Job, so I go ahead and
who is that guy? It's anybody's? Are you just pulling shit up on the internet?
Yeah, he's just pulling.
We're in Jaramillo Studios, everybody. Did you tell everybody that yet? Did you let everybody know we're
in
Jaramillo?
We're in
a garage. No, we're not. We're in Jaramillo Studios.
By the way,
sponsored by Woke Smoke.
It would be sponsored if we show us some fucking money.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Went straight to pizza.
It did.
We should do one in your storage unit.
We should. My home 10 days out of 30.
The best part about it, I don't know if you guys know this, this guy really does have a storage unit.
I
where
do.
He keeps like getaway clothes. Like you're going to escape.
It's called being married to an Hispanic, everyone. And those of that are dealing with that shit, understand that.
I remember the first time I saw it, I was so excited to see that. He just came up to me and he was all like, hey, we got to go grab our clothes before the show at Tommy T's. I'm like, where are the rest of your clothes? He's like, I can't go home right now.
That's his really, escape room. That's what it's called.
Well, listen,
it's
man.
It's called timeout time.
It is. We want to talk about a lot of cool stuff today. Number one, I think we had a couple emails about our thoughts about what's going on in society right now. I have no idea why anybody would want our opinions, but we're going to give it to you anyway. Number one, Drew Brees is in the news right now, which is insane. This poor guy. I mean, do you guys – so I'm just going to set it up, and you guys could go off and maybe have an opinion on this. The reporter asked Drew Brees about if he would be kneeling for the national anthem next year. Drew Brees replied that he doesn't he's not a big fan of anybody disrespecting the flag. He feels like every time he hears the national anthem and sees the flag, he thinks about all of his ancestors, his grandmothers, and stuff like that, grandfathers going out there fighting for the war, which wasn't exactly a big F you to people that are protesting, but we took it that way. And now they're trying to get him out the NFL. So I'm going to start out with Jeremy. I mean, what are your thoughts about, like, personally, I think it's ridiculous. I think we're attacking the wrong guy. I think he's a good guy, but whatever. It's just my opinion.
He screwed up, dude. I mean, he didn't think about it. It's just sensitive times right now. And then his wide receiver, who caught 130 balls of his, said, you
is
don't do
Michael
that.
Thomas?
Yeah, he's the one.
Beast.
I mean, he's like, you don't do that. I mean, bro, we're in a time right now where, I mean, everybody, you could do 100 things right, and you screw up for 1 minute, 2 minutes. And everybody's waiting for you to screw up, and they're all over you.
Which is like the opposite of Jeremy. He screws up
99%
of the
time.
1%, I got to defend and be like, no, he's a good guy.
But here's the thing. No one knows me. So. Yeah, I beat you to the punch, didn't I, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So thank God for no one knows me. You know what?
So we all, I mean, like, I agree that he should get a job anyway. I think you're on the same.
But
yeah, go ahead.
Can I say one more thing? But aren't we entitled to our own opinion?
I agree. I think so. And his opinion was simply saying that when I hear these and I see those two things, I think about this. You can't just be all like, well, you shouldn't be seeing this. You should be thinking about all the people that are killing African Americans, which
about-
is true. But Kaepernick, when he kneels for the flag, here's the problem about being tone deaf. The point of the kneel isn't fuck the military and fuck the flag. It was really just about like, hey, man, we should take some notice on how many African Americans.
Raising awareness.
Awareness, right?
And he made that. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
But Kaepernick also, that was his platform. It's like there's too much crazy stuff going on with the police and us black people. We don't feel safe and we're terrified of police. And that was his protest. And it's silent. And the guy's looking like a gem. If I'm calling Kaepernick right now, I don't say a word. I just walk around without a word being said.
Yeah, there's nothing else to like.
You won.
And Jeff,
you're
the whitest guy I've known. So, like,
right.
What are your thoughts about this?
I think it's two separate. I think Drew Brees was talking about something else, and it had nothing to do with, like, the whole Black Lives Matter thing.
I agree too.
Because he didn't, that's not what he was talking about. So I think for him, the flag symbolizes the military and all that, and that's what he wants to respect. Maybe he has a different way of protesting the Black Lives Matter thing, but I think it still matters to him.
I agree.
You know,
I agree. So. I can't believe I've ever agreed with anything Jeff said. This guy's a fucking psychopath. And when this idiot understands what's going on, you really have to look around and be like, what is everybody else thinking? Abel, Jaramillo, yourself, you're half black, aren't you?
No. Really? No, I just look.
You're not half black?
No, I'm not half black.
What are
I'm
you, full Hispanic?
Yeah, no, I'm white and I'm a mulatto.
I don't trust it.
Your
thoughts about this whole thing, specifically Drew Brees' comment.
Well, here's the thing. It's a little bit different than what Drew Brees' actions have been a lot. Helpful towards New Orleans, towards the black community from the get-go, from Katrina, and pretty much from the time he's been there. So I understand being upset as someone that maybe has kind of defended them before, but I mean, I hate to refer to Jeffrey as, you know, someone to quote, but he's right. You know, this guy wasn't thinking. He came back, he apologized two more times. You know, he does a lot of work with the black community and with the people involved in New Orleans, which I just got back from there. You know, that's
how was New Orleans? Nice.
It was horrible. It was a shithole.
Yeah.
But, yeah. What are you gonna do?
I like New Orleans.
Bourbon Street smells like, you know.
I went there for Mardi Gras,
but for eight fucking blocks. It's the worst.
Is it really?
I've never been there, man.
I don't remember any of it. But
once for WrestleMania,
it's like the tenderloin, but it's stretched out.
Oh God, really? The tenderloin smells like piss.
There's not needles though.
They're pissing everywhere.
Wow.
But there's no needles.
And it's all night. Like, I took my kids for a walk, and Violet looked at me and was like, "I want to go home."
Is the town open all night though? Is there action all night long?
Is it open?
But did you go during Mardi Gras time?
I went right after Mardi Gras,
and it's still moving.
Dude, the stink of urine was just like at an 8.5.
But the cities, things are still open. Do they have a curfew of alcohol?
No, you drink
all night long. It's like Vegas. It's like Vegas.
You drink.
Wow.
Cover is on the first plane to New Orleans tomorrow. Can't pack your bags.
It was Vegas before.
Podcast over.
Vegas is open right now.
Grab your beans, baby.
But I got Mission Pizza.
But you know, here's the thing about, I think you brought up a really good point about Drew Brees, because I think he really did hold the community on his shoulders during that Katrina thing. I think he donated a lot of money, which a lot of African Americans were affected by that. And a lot of everybody was affected by that. Don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to pinpoint. But I'm just saying that I don't think he's the kind of guy that would speak out against that situation. I think he was asked a trap question by a trap reporter that was trying to trap him. And I think anybody that would think that Drew Brees would say anything else after being born in Texas, being a quarterback in college and professional in the great state of Louisiana, fuck else is he going to say? Obviously,
well, he's from Indiana. He played college in Indiana.
The military
Purdue.
Family.
Purdue.
Too.
Yeah.
Purdue. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Indiana?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That was
yeah, he's Big Ten.
So that's even wider.
Where's Purdue?
Yeah.
In Indiana. Somewhere in Indiana. I don't know. It's a Big Ten school.
Wow. But anyway, either way, though, I think
he's the only NFL player ever from Purdue.
No way.
I know there is, but there's nobody good.
He's the only good player from Purdue.
Only, like most of them are offensive linemen, a snapper, maybe a field goal kicker.
But I think we all agree that I don't think that he needs to get his whole shit taken away. I think he was toned up and he made a bad decision.
That's it. And he came back and apologized. Like, what more do you want?
And I think it was a very nice apology.
But it was authentic. He meant it.
I believe so, too.
No, he meant it, bro.
It's hard to tell when you're getting shit and then make an apology.
No, Donald Trump walks in and does an apology and he goes, "You're a third-rate reporter, by the way."
Yeah.
That's not authentic. I'm sorry, America. By the way, the person that called me out is a third-rate reporter from CNN. Okay, but I'll apologize. Third rate. I've seen him, dude. I just start laughing.
I hope he wins again.
And dude, just for that stuff, man. I hope he wins again.
He's dude, probably it's like Biff from fucking Back to the
Future. Biden won. Yeah. He went to that guy's funeral.
Who? Trump?
Floyd. George Floyd.
George Floyd. Of course,
and he won.
He's not winning the election.
You don't think he's going to win?
You know what? By the way, we'll talk about that in the next topic, but I want to give Kim's quick thing. So you also believe that Drew Brees made a tone-deaf comment, and you believe that he should his job be taken away? Or, like, what are your thoughts about that?
No, I don't believe he should have his job taken away. I actually agree with all of your points. Let's touch on that.
Yeah, I'm actually quite agreeable with that as well. And
By the way, having his job taken away, who knows the New Orleans Saints offense better than Drew Brees?
Tyson Hill.
That would not happen.
The white guy. They're both white, buddy.
Tyson Hill. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Drew Brees is from BYU. Tyson Hill.
No.
He's not, no. Drew Brees has been a Hall of Fame player.
That being said, I think we all agree that Drew Brees made a mistake, and he fucked up, and it was terrible. But, you know, that sucks. But now that we're getting into the discussion of what's going on right now, you know, Black Lives Matter is blown up right now, which I think it should, and I hate All Lives Matter people. Yeah. That is the number one thing that really upsets me, actually. I hate when people say All Lives Matter because my question to them is like, shouldn't this upset you too with all the African-Americans getting shot by cops? Your opinion on the reaction to this, a lot of people, and unfortunately, there was another 4 African-Americans that got shot during this too.
There's been plenty of people that have a Mexican kid just got shot, a white person just got shot.
Yeah.
Like, let's take the, like, people are getting shot by other people in authority that are being scared of doing their job. And they just pushed a fucking 75-year-old man
down. Did you see that?
Yes.
Like, that's
And then 57 cops resigned the next day.
In Buffalo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were like, we should end with this guy.
But you don't push a 75-year-old.
No, you tickle him down. You take his teeth out of his.
Yeah, you don't do that. You don't do what, and it's a white guy.
Yeah, come on. Now, with you guys, I know it's a systemic problem.
Let me ask you one more question. Okay. Let me ask you one more question.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm not trying to play blah, blah, blah. But let's say that was a black 75-year-old man that got pushed over.
Same thing. I'm still, any old person, you could paint them whatever color you want.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Old people are old people. What are they going
to
do?
But to answer your question, it doesn't matter right now because there was another 4 African-Americans that got shot and killed that were cops and shit like that. So it does not matter at this point. They're really just trying to... I think at the end of the day, we're highlighting cops that are making bad behaviors right now.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter who was done towards. I guess my question is, it's such a hard question to answer. And how do we fix this? I mean, Jeff, you're like, you're white as shit, and you're not a big fan of cops. I mean, this guy is the most anti-cop person that you could have with that complexion in the world, right?
Yeah, I don't talk to cops.
No, you don't talk to cops. What'd you say? Even though you look like one. You don't talk to cops?
No, I won't.
Now, what is your main problem with cops? Like, what is it? I mean, this is coming from a white guy.
It's not a problem. I just don't talk to
them. You don't engage with them.
Yeah.
Have you ever been roughed up by a cop? Do you feel like that? No. No, you haven't, right?
No, but I also just...
But have you ever spoken back to a cop? Because I've seen you be a dick to cops at least once when he got pulled
over. No, I don't. I just don't.
No, I don't.
I don't.
Ever since this whole Floyd thing.
He said, I'm okay with it now.
Yeah, I'm not... I don't talk to them ever.
Do you believe that if you were African American would be like a different situation for you if you were black? Like,
I think you've
gotten pulled over. Listen, I've been in the car with both you guys when you got pulled over, and they both treated you very respectfully and very cool.
If I was black, I would do what I do now. I would just not say anything. I would just say, you know what, give me a lawyer, and that's it. Like, we're not. I'm not saying
but
shit.
But you know what, dude? They don't have that right.
They do.
They don't.
Everyone does.
No, they don't.
No,
okay,
no.
No, they don't.
And it's been proven.
Right? Okay, fine. Yeah. Then
it's been proven.
Then do what you're going to do, but I'm not saying shit.
They're going to whip your fucking ass and kill you.
That's what's happening.
That's what's happening.
Am I right?
You know what, dude? And that's what's happening. It just got a guy fucking filmed.
Yeah.
That dude,
what was that guy doing?
He wasn't doing anything. He went into the liquor store with fake bills and bought some liquor, and then they found out it was
fake.
But
here's my question to you.
They chased him down to a car, and they called the cops on him when he wouldn't get the shit back.
Say that again.
Okay. So if you get pulled over, that's a lot different
than... You wouldn't get pulled over.
Right. That's a lot different than using counterfeit bills to fucking do some shit.
But I've seen somewhere they did stop with a traffic stop, and they still had a gun pulled up.
Yeah, well, you just don't say anything. You just say...
There is just racist-ass cops out there.
That's the problem. That's different.
People, it ain't just.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There are.
People aren't pulling over people. It's cops that are pulling over black people that are fucking racist.
What if we just hire all black cops?
And that's
What if we just hire all black cops?
Okay.
Then now
it's not gonna happen.
Now what if a black cop kills a black guy? Is that like gonna cause riots?
That would never.
It has before.
It has.
I think it has.
It
I mean,
never
I
never have.
It has
ever never.
But
it probably okay.
Too many white people in.
That's theoretical. Go ahead.
So if you did that, then like maybe that could solve some problems. Like in
I hate to say this, but it's a dumb idea. Like that will never happen. So we have to.
What do you say? There would be all black cops.
Like if we just hire black cops. It's a dumb thing to say.
You're so dumb.
Yeah.
You are really
no, but
dumb.
I understand. No, you know. I wish so people could see his face right now. What are we?
There's people
entitled as well.
Yes. You know what you
mean?
I mean,
oh my God. You just
what's
such
wrong
a,
with that?
I knew this
what's
was going to end.
What's wrong with that? Are you?
That's the dumbest
are you,
answer I've ever
what? What's wrong with what's wrong with all black cops?
Because in that,
are you racist?
Yeah, I am.
Okay,
racist.
Then
right,
what's wrong with all black cops?
It's not going to happen, you dumbass.
Okay, well,
you're, let's live. He's
you're
asking
me a dumbass,
but
I'm
no,
saying,
he's asking
wrong
you to answer
that?
A question that's really going to happen in reality.
Well,
you said,
what's wrong with that?
You answered that.
Yeah, you.
How do we fix this? I have an idea.
Okay, here's how you fix it. Well, obviously,
it's not the best idea, but
well,
it's an idea.
Number one,
you can have no cops.
No, you have cops.
No.
Okay,
we have to have cops.
That would be
number tough. One. Is a lot of these cops are getting away with shit. That dude had 18 complaints on him.
Did I heard about that? Though
18, not, you gotta fucking take note of that shit.
But did you note the
rant? You know, but here's the thing: is people are afraid to be rats. People are afraid to squeal. Bro, this was a murder that happened, and everybody saw it. Like, I lived through the Rodney King thing, but it was videotape, and the guy lived, and it was still awful. This was live, and people saw a man get murdered by a piece of shit. Now, you call it racism. I don't call it racism. I call it evil. That guy had his fucking knee on that man's neck. That man called for his mother. That guy called for his mother. It's not racism. I know people are going to call it racism. That's pure fucking evil. And the man had his fucking hands in his pocket. And this guy had 18 fucking complaints. So you obviously had different partners. You have got to let people know this motherfucker should not be out there on the streets.
And do you
period.
That, do you believe there should be a system where a cop... I mean, you have to know who's a psychopath, right, Abel? Like, if you're working with somebody... And you know somebody's a psychopath. Like, I work with Jeremy. I know he's a psychopath. I keep him away from the comics. But here's the thing.
Well, because they're not. All right. Yeah. You want me to start telling? You want me to start talking about these motherfuckers?
So
No. You call them comics.
But here's my thing, though.
The real comics like me.
But do you
real ones.
But real quick, though. Like, do you believe that?
Pouring ones.
As an officer, you have your little brigade of people. And you know who you're working with. You know this guy's a problem. Abel, don't you believe that it's the responsibility for other cops to just go up to the higher ups and be like, this guy's a fucking problem? And you mentioned the snitching thing. It's a very bad situation about you snitch, whatever. But Abel, what are your thoughts about that? Like, how do we systemically stop this in a general way?
Here's the thing. So the cops are, it's different. They're a union unto themselves, right? So the officers and the cops are one people. They're always going to protect each other. That's how a union works. There's administrators, right? Administrators are different than the working guys. Same as in the military, the enlisted men are different than the officers. So the enlisted guys are always going to stick up for the enlisted guys. The officers are always going to stick up for the officers.
Chain of command, right?
Chain of command. And you're those are your brothers, quote unquote. These are the guys that are right next to you that either, you know, go to bat for you or they're watching your back. And so not only are these people doing that, but who's signing up for this job? Like, I understand the guy has 18 complaints, and that's 18 too much to me. You know what I mean? First complaint, you need to really sit down and have gone through. Second complaint, that's not a coincidence. Third complaint,
yeah.
You're done.
Yeah. One or two.
One's too many.
Nah, not really. Three strikes. All right, you're out.
Do you like that three strike rule?
Not three murders, but I mean,
but it was one big murder that shut down the country.
That was your first thing. No, I'm saying
that if that was
his first offense, that's still a fireable offense. I'm saying, like, whatever those other complaints were, three of them, you're done. Like, you shouldn't have 18.
Can I ask everyone one question?
Go ahead.
Please?
Yes, please do.
All right. The word on the street or the shit I'm here listening to, they used to work together at a strip club?
Yes.
That's what they was told.
So they have history.
Yes.
I believe so. There
was supposedly a history there.
A history.
I also heard.
But it was. I think it was a decade previous.
Doesn't matter.
So
I haven't seen you in 10 fucking years. The next thing you know, I'm pulling you over with a counterfeit 20 and putting my knee in the neck. Going, you know what? Let me post.
No, that doesn't mean that we hung out.
Real quick, could you explain to a kid what happened real quick?
They supposedly worked together security at some kind of strip club or some club.
The Cop and George Floyd.
I think a decade previous to
that. Now that was reported. Nothing confirmed,
so he knew him,
but it
and
was
he fucking
reported.
Still killed him.
Okay.
That doesn't mean he knew him.
Yeah, I was.
He posed over this guy, a guy he knew.
That I knew.
But he knew a guy. He posed over a guy. That is an evil guy.
And then before, I want to wrap
this up. And you know what? You could actually put racist there. Go look at me.
Yes, yes, I agree. But there's one other question. Here's the money question, okay? Yeah, the one guy that totally, really fucked up. That white guy, whatever his name is. I don't give a shit what his name is. I don't even want to.
Derek, whatever. What's his last name?
I don't give a shit.
What's his name?
Who cares? Fuck him. But here's the question. You have three other cops there.
I want to get him. Wait. Real quick. I want an insurance policy on that guy. That would be the... You guys want to bet America? Put an insurance policy if they're taking him on Derek Colvin right now. You guys want free money?
I'm logging in. I got
yeah, you want his name because you want an insurance policy on him right now. Oh, man. Yeah, pull his name up, and we should all get insurance policy on that guy right now. We're done. We won't be at Hot Amigos Tios no more.
I like Hot Amigos Tios.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do. You also like 8-year-old kids.
But I know. But he's okay. So there were three other officers, right? What were the ethnicities? There was one African American, one Hispanic, and one Asian.
So there was a black guy. One of the cops was black.
Hispanic and because
now do you see the video of them taking turns whooping his ass, and the black guy was whooping his. Was that guy black?
Now,
there was a black cop whooping a black...
Now, here's my question, though. Now, knowing this, is this a racism problem or is it a cop problem? I think it's a cop problem.
It's a cop problem.
It's a power tripping problem.
That's a cop problem that turned into a racism
problem. No, it's a power tripping problem. Yeah. It's motherfuckers that are going out there getting all juiced up on their power.
Every single one of these things is cop killing people. It's a cop problem. It's not a racism thing. It's not a bunch of white people going out and killing fucking black people. It's cops killing black people. But as prevalent as the cop thing.
I agree.
One of the cops is actually fucking black.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Asian and Hispanic.
I think it's a cop thing.
He was married to his sister.
Yeah.
Was never, again, these things were never fully confirmed. But is there anything you wanted to add, Kimmy?
No.
I mean, add it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you guys are all on it right now perfectly well. But now, here's my question. Does anybody have an idea to fix this? Is there a way? My thing is that you have to. I don't know if you guys know this, but these people. How many hours does it take to become a cop, training wise?
We got to go through the academy. Well, no,
I don't know.
You got to go through an academy
or something.
But here's my question: How do we stump them out? This can't be a racist question. If you're trying to be a cop right now, and I'm the guy that's
asking,
are you a racist? What are you gonna say?
Yeah, I am. Can I get $80,000 a year? Put me in Alabama, please. No, I hear you.
How about this? I think there should be two things. Number one, I think the cops that tell on the other cops, knowing that this guy's a psychopath, should get a reward. I think there should be a reward. And number two, I think that if there's a cop that you didn't report, that gets, you know, in your little club of 4 or 5 cops, because they go in groups. So like they, you know, you're my partner.
Mm-hmm.
If your partner fucks up, you're on the hook.
Yeah,
I guarantee you, if my partner was a psychopath and I knew this and I didn't report him, and I'd go on the streets knowing that if this guy fucks up, I'm going to jail too, this guy's getting reported.
Yeah. You ever see the show The Wire?
Of course.
Okay, but
remember when the lesbian girl was banging the other lesbian and he vouched for her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa, okay, what are you saying?
I was just gonna say that's the problem, because you just said if you go on the streets and you know if he fucks up, you're going to jail too. That's a problem. They know they're not going to jail.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They should make it to where they do. I guarantee you there'll be a lot of snitches.
I read something today that it's kind of like doctors, right? Doctors are all in the same brotherhood. They all work, you know, they have different things that they do. Someone does this, someone does that, right? Doctors have insurance for themselves.
Of course.
If they fuck up, there's a malpractice, and they have to go to court for that, and they have insurance for that, and everything is on that doctor.
Keep your shirt on, Kim.
So why don't we do that for cops? Every cop has an insurance policy.
Yeah.
If they fuck up, then no, you're no longer the actual county or the court or
Mr.
the city.
Is coming.
It goes straight from their pension.
Don't you give me...
I don't think that's a bad idea.
No, it's not going to go to their pension. The union won't have that, but it can go to their insurance, and they got to pay that. And if they can't pay the insurance, then they can't be cops.
So I like that idea too. But you listen, we got to end with this because we're doing 25-minute one. I will say one thing real quick. I think we all agree that this guy fucked up. I think that Drew Brees probably shouldn't lose his job over his own.
He should not.
Should not.
All right, slow down on yours.
Loses. Yeah. I don't think Drew Brees.
More should shots, lose. Everybody. More yeah. shots.
Yeah. I think that Drew Brees probably should not lose
his
job.
He's not going to lose his job.
You know, when people are asking.
Who's asking?
The only people that are asking for it are the people that are just out there. Those are the people that are.
Is Michael Thomas asking for it?
No. All right, he knows the Mac quarterback.
It's Tyson Hill.
The people that are complaining about Drew Brees that wanted him to lose his job are the people that complain about people feeding homeless people.
Probably Falcon fans.
That's what.
Matt Ryan yeah. sitting there. Guys should be
or
gone.
That.
Yeah, Buccaneer fans.
You know Matt Ryan yeah. and Jameis Winston are over there. Something like
I'm excited.
He always yells. This is the problem.
It's great.
But I think that we all agree with that. I think this
we
is
also agree.
Very,
Sloth should settle
very
down.
Good episode about that.
Can't I'm glad another picture.
I'm glad that everybody had their own opinions on this. I think at the end of the day, hopefully the systemic racism will stop with the officers. I hope everybody's out there safe. And in our next episodes, we're going to be talking about the protesters and the riots. We're going to talk about the backlash on that. So please check that out too. And then this has been a great episode of No Judgment Zone with Kabir Singh, with the crew, Abel Jaramillo, Jeff Koenig, Jeremy Curry, and my beautiful girlfriend, Kimberly Martinez. We will see you guys right after this on part two, and we're going to be talking about a little bit more of this situation. But I think we already nailed out a lot of stuff that we want to talk about. So we do appreciate you guys listening. We do appreciate all the wonderful feedback that you guys give us, and we will see you guys soon. Say bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Take care, everybody. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening.